Anyway, now it is out of the thing, but he still has a snake on his arm. Tote and the digger.
Oh, here we go.
I have an idea. But it's... I mean, I'm thinking, like... It would be kind of cool if the cards... had, like, three numbers.
Uh-huh.
Distributed in such a way so that, like, there weren't really just bad cards. And the different numbers were, like, brute force, skilled, or something else. So, like, almost like how we had... the three speed attributes.
So it could push you... I don't know, because... right.
I don't think it really needs to be more complicated. I don't really feel it's like...
So...
The problem is
you get a shit hand, right?
What I usually get is a good hand, which I turn into a shit hand.
But I think there might be...
Yeah, I think... Well, that's kind of the interesting thing, is... there's that... incentive to play really low cards just to get them out of your hand, but then you've sort of got to figure out, okay, when can I afford to take a hit, either literally or metaphorically.
Yeah.
Okay. I will get out from under this snake.
Okay, it's really heavy. You're going to actually have to roll for that, and it's not going to be hard. Bullshit. So I click the 5 thing, and it gave me 12 to pass. So I rolled it again. It's now 7 to pass. 6 to 2 is a hard choice, which I can't think of one. So 6 to 2 is a fail. And 1 is a fail.
Well, okay.
No.
I will play 10.
Okay. If you want to have 6 to 2, 6 to 2 is you'll get out, but it'll take you 2 rounds. Like you'll spend
that's okay. 10. I will play 10.
Okay.
10. Don't worry about it. I'm good.
You are.
I'm out of here.
You're free from the snake. You push it off. You got your sword and your beautiful armor. The tree man is also free from the snake. He's finally worked his way all the way out. Can't move him, though. New round. Chris. Do nothing. Now, like, what do you do?
Wait, that wasn't me. Well, I know what I'm going to do, Chris, so...
Wait, so Carl, there's, like, weapons and stuff I want to take. I compare their swords there to the swords I have.
They're about the same. They're not really nice swords. They're all the same, too. There's,
I'll keep my
trust. Like, 5 of the same sword. Actually, that's not true. Then there's, like, a couple, like, random... In the corner, there's, like, random assorted swords that do not match the others, but mostly it's, like, a rack of identical swords.
Okay, I'll just keep the sword I have.
Valid.
I yell encouraging things down the passenger, like, you're almost there, and watch out for snakes, and you're probably going to die soon, but keep going.
I feel the thrill of encouragement creep along my spine. I'm going to I'm going to smash the snake. I'm going to crack it like a whip against the wall and try to bash it into submission so that it lets go of me.
Okay. It's actually pretty easy to whip the snake like a whip because it's holding on your hand. Go ahead and give me a 6 to pass. A 6 to pop the snake off of you. A 5 and a 4, you'll get it off, but it'll get another bite in. In other cases, it'll be on the floor with its spine. I don't know. That probably is really bad for a snake to be snapped like a whip. It might just be dead. I think it's dead.
Wow.
This is a little one. A lot of them are little snakes. Only the one gigantic two-headed snake is particularly large.
I don't know if I want to kill it, though. Oh, well. It bit me first. So, wait, what was the highest number?
6 to pass.
Okay.
5 or 4, take a hit.
I'm going to play the tower, which is currently at 8, and I'm going to go ahead and... No, I don't really have any good reason to discard it, so I'm going to keep it in my hands. Let it go to 6.
Okay.
When I play it, it's an 8.
Okay. The snake flops off your hand and is dead. Chris, tree man?
I say, it's okay. And I grab my tree friend's hand and we walk purposefully further down the tunnel.
Yes. You do. Well, you blindly, you lead the way into these four snake heads. And you're pretty armored though, right?
Yeah, I'm good.
One of them decides to bite you.
What?
It'll be a 7 to not get bit, and the other 3 all bite your friend.
Oh no.
What happened to that kid? Was he supposed to be with us this whole time?
He ran off.
He ran away.
He went.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would be complicated.
Okay, I will play a. I'll play a 5.
Okay, take a hit.
Take a hit. My encounter HP has been exhausted.
Okay. For your friend, it's basically.
Tree Man.
Well, does anyone like to play for Tree Man?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So I can get rid of some bad cards.
Chris wants to play the Tree Man. Toad's head first, I think.
I want to play.
Toad, it's going to be a 12 for him to take no damage. An 8 for him to take 1 damage, a 6 for him to take 2 damage, and a 4, and he takes 3 damage.
Okay. I will draw a card.
Yes.
I will play... Oh, I see. I will play a 12.
12. Wow, what a great friend. He takes no damage.
Yeah.
All of the snakes strike, and he just is like ninja style, ducking and dodging. Hawaii holding Toad's hand. But taking no damage.
All that squirrel hunting paying off.
He's
going to be very super agile. Yeah. Cool.
And you there's,
made it through the
there's
snakes.
No more snakes.
Yeah.
You advance out to the end.
I high five tree friend. I glare at what dark boy or whatever. Shadow man.
For giving you your sword and removing the last obstacle from your path, how ungrateful.
You almost killed me, I say. That's horrible of you.
You look like you're okay.
I'm okay, but at, like I got bitten. I have snake bites all over. And like honestly,
I also have snake bites all over. It is a common condition in
times. Time of trials, and you're just acting as if that we're just puppets in your game of chess.
You should learn to be grateful for what you have. Also, you could take some of this drug, and it would make you very happy.
I don't. What would make me most happy is to be very far away from you. I rummage through the rack of weapons and find all of the good stuff.
You find identical swords and rusted old swords.
It's all mediocre and shit.
What is this nonsense?
You do find, you look in some of the barrels. Chris didn't look in all the barrels. There's kind of a lot of them. You find a barrel full of trinkets.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I thought I looked in all the barrels.
Is that heavy?
Tree
Man, give me a hand.
Tree Man,
oh God!
It's pretty big.
See, and lifting the snake has prepared you for this.
It's like
it's a barrel. We'll roll it. We don't need to carry it.
Helping you in subtle ways.
It's not huge, but like maybe
you don't even realize.
Maybe a keg of trinkets, and also there's a barrel of pitch.
Oh, pitch, huh?
Pitch?
Why would we need pitch?
I don't know.
I feel like that's just asking to be needed. Let's leave it. I'm going to push the barrel if I can't carry it. The trinket one.
I want some pitch.
Okay.
How do I take pitch in a way that is sensible? I don't know if I can.
You just carried a 200-pound snake, so.
You could, I said in a way that's sensible. Roll the barrel. That wasn't sensible.
It's a big barrel of pitch.
I will roll the barrel.
Okay, where are you going to...
Until such time as I conclude that... Screw that.
By the way, reset your encounter points. They are back. There's a new... That scene has ended.
Good.
You can get those 4 hit points back.
Are they still blind?
I will end sense.
As you wait, your vision slowly clears, all of you, so you can see again.
Aww.
You could go get bit somewhere.
I sulk in the corner.
Close your eyes.
So there's a wheel door.
There's a wheel door. There's a hungry snake mouth.
Oh, that was what I was going to ask.
Yes, there is a hungry snake mouth demanding blood.
Let's put some in there.
I go get the snake that I killed. It has blood, right?
Yeah, it has blood.
You
have a
death. The snakes are mean.
How are we going to do this so that horrible things don't happen to us? Like, is there a way we can carefully go through this door? Or, like, make it go halfway and then jam it so that we can go back?
Just stand on it. I mean, it's just, yeah. I'll do it. I'll let you know if it works. I mean, I'm fully confident it won't lead to chaos. According to the map, I have no idea what will happen.
What a useful map, right?
Yeah.
What was that green bar? Strange. I want to take a sword, and I want to try and jam the sword into the side of the wheel as it turns, so that maybe we can jam it open.
Into the side of the wheel? Like into the wall?
Like, yeah, like between it and the wall.
Okay.
So that is the part where the bottom part starts to move into the wall, it gets stuck on the sword. Does that make any sense?
You're jamming the sword into the wall, so when the wheel turns...
Like, I'm using the sword as a wedge in between the edge of the wheel paddle and the wall.
Okay. Let me look at my picture. I'm not sure. So you're putting a sword, like, kind of like right now. You are bracing a sword from...
Well, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it until we activate the thing. And then, like, at about the halfway point, I'm going to jam the sword into the crack between the wheel and the wall.
Okay. Okay, you are prepared with your sword next to the turning thing. You're all smaller than these images appear, by the way. You can all fit on the one door.
Okay.
All right, I'm ready. Got my barrel.
Toad has a barrel.
Tree man.
Barrel of trinkets.
Trinkets, you have swords. I have the sword. I put the sword around on my belt.
On your belt. So, in its scabbard.
Yeah. In its scabbard. Does its scabbard match my armor?
Yes, it all matches. It's a beautiful set. You look fucking badass. It's all red and gold.
Yeah.
With like rubies.
I'm so good at this.
It's so fancy.
Does it look like any? Like, style that I'm used to?
Old.
That I would know about?
Like, it looks and feels outdated. Like, 100 years, maybe. And not from local, either. Like, something foreign to you.
Cool.
Friends, what do you do? Are you bleeding it?
Are we ready? I'll do it. I'll put the snake blood in the thing.
Yep.
Okay, the snake blood.
Do it up, Nug.
The snake blood does nothing.
Yeah.
Thanks.
What did you think? What did you think the odds were that I was going to give you snake blood?
Unbound it over.
Whatever. I don't have any hit points left. I think it's somebody else's turn to.
Who has the most hit points?
I don't know. We can't ask that.
Oh, can we not?
You can.
I don't know. It seems like. Sure, I'm probably the most healthy. I will. No, Tree Man. I don't want to make my friend do it. I'll cut myself in. This is a real hit, right? Not an encounter.
This is a real hit. This is a pure hit.
Wow. Yeah. Two. That was great. Thanks.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I think my algorithm is bad, guys. I should test it. The door turns and it dumps you into a large room. Now it first we can see if
we can
jam it. It'll be a 13.
I want to jam it like halfway open so that we could like crawl through the
I'm still
side and go back and forth.
Having a hard time picturing what you're jamming.
So it's like a V.
But how are you going to make it stuck like a V?
Right.
So it.
The wall. So an important thing is that the, like, here's the door, the tourney door is this guy. And the wall isn't like all the way along. You can't see it yet. The wall doesn't like run the length of the turning door. It just comes up for part of it.
Yeah. Well, I can't see.
Okay, what am I looking at?
The white that I just drew.
Is this a top-down view?
Top-down view.
Yeah.
So here's.
I still have the same map of like a while back.
Oh, no.
It's Skype.
Quit and rejoin.
There's the wall. Here is the door, the wall part of the door, the part that is going to fall and become the floor in the next one.
Yeah.
And here is the part you're standing.
Okay, this is all as I thought.
Okay, so where are you jamming the sword? So we're saying it's a V.
Where am I jamming the sword?
Right, so here's the wall. And then here's the V. Like, here's one part of the V. And there's the other, and they're kind of...
Okay, yeah. Out.
Are you just kind of jamming in the floor?
In between the part of the V that's coming back up, that's in the process of turning back up, and the wall, like the edge of it and the edge of the wall.
It's like there, you're jamming.
Like scissors.
Scissors is.
I didn't know. Forget that word. That was not a helpful thing to say.
It's like sticking it as if it were cutting that line you just drew. Right,
this thing right here. Like the sword is that way?
I don't know.
Like there's the sword.
I don't know. I don't know if I can see it yet. Doesn't look like I can.
This picture is really cryptic. There's arrows pointing at each other, and there's a really heavy line.
That really heavy line is where I think Howard is putting the sword.
What is the really heavy line?
No, you're crossing out the arrows.
What? I don't see this. No, I'm not getting it updating.
Oh, man.
All right, I'll leave the call and come back.
Look, probably, I don't know if this is worth anything, because I'm just going to give you a really high number to try and roll.
Okay. I think other way around, but basically.
Other way around.
Depending on.
Like.
So the pointy bit is going down into the crack. Well, it's not really a crack yet.
The pointy bit is going down.
Because it's just poking out into the air. But as this flap moves up and comes into alignment with the wall, the edge of the flap is going to meet up with the edge of the wall, right? Is that a clear thing to say?
Yes.
And I want the sword to be stuck in between them.
Okay. But even if that happens...
So that it can't fully...
You're going to just have a slither of a tiny bit of door. Like, it's just going to be, like, the width of a sword, which is, like...
Well, I'm hoping I can maybe do it, like, down at the base.
Ah. I see. Okay. Yep, that was a waste of time. It's just going to be a really hard number. 14 to pass.
Okay.
And 13 to 12, nothing happens. I mean, like, your sword just will get bent in half. And 11 or below, your sword is going to shatter and send pieces of metal flying into your face.
Yikes. Okay. But if I get a 14, it will work as I intended, and it will be jammed open so that we can...
And you will be able to return it to this place.
Okay. I'll go ahead and use my 14 then.
Okay. Now it somehow manages to jam a sword into the base of the door so that it's stuck in, like, kind of a V shape. And
I'm so glad we did all that. We're not... Why? Who would ever want to go back to the room of snakes?
But importantly, you have...
And now how do we get out of it? Are we stuck in a V now?
You're stuck in a V.
No.
Climb over the top.
We climb over. Okay.
So here is what you see, though. This is a big new room. There are.
This is
there are a lot of things.
A lot of things in this room. My goodness.
My goodness.
There are four platforms.
Your goodness.
I'll number them. One, two, three, four. One, two, and four are on rails. They appear to be able to slide back and forth. One has a big kind of double door in the bottom of it that... two has kind of a half double door in the bottom of it.
A single door.
Or a door, maybe?
There is a door in two. Three is...
You want to get technical.
Three is... it's on kind of four sticks that pass through it. And it is... three is on the same height as two, but four is considerably higher. It's like 10 feet above the other ones.
Oh.
So it looks like three moves up and down.
Yeah,
you got that. Okay. There's a tower on the other side. This is a tower.
And so two looks like it would go push up against the tower, but then you wouldn't be able to climb up onto the tower.
Two looks like it would push up in the tower, and you could, the tower is kind of climbable.
Okay.
Well, I'm really good at climbing.
Is this what I... There's also...
quickly.
I'm getting my snapping tool ready.
Yeah, my screenshot. Take it.
Nope, okay.
You could just, like, not share your screen while you...
Okay, anyway, that's all the layers I'm going to show you right now. There's also another tower, kind of, you just came out of a tower. And there's another kind of story of that tower behind you, and there's a little slit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not
as, there's a little slit.
Not a really narrow slit, like probably a 3-foot high window, actually. It's not. There's no glass in the window, it's just a big hole in the tower behind you.
Okay. Wait, where in the tower behind us?
A story up.
Like, there's a second story above the room we were already
there's
in?
There's a story above the room you're in, and there's a slit in that one.
Okay, so we could climb up there and maybe go inside?
You could climb in there and maybe go inside, yes. Okay, oh, one other thing.
I'm going to climb up there and maybe go inside.
There are these things, these big, on the fourth platform, there's big rollers with, like, kind of whips dangling
that, like,
off.
Go in and squish you?
They have whips dangling off them?
There's rollers with whips dangling off of them.
That sounds unpleasant.
The whips.
Yes, whips.
Interesting.
And at the end here, there is the silhouette of a human on the floor.
Like a crime scene sort of chalk thing?
Like, it's kind of like an indentation into the ground. You can't really see it very well from where you are. I'll describe it more when you get there. Underneath you...
four pipes.
There are four pipes leading out of...
Those seem like the other four pipes we saw.
Wait, we saw... Oh, yeah, those four pipes.
What are there four pipes?
Back in the
room. We're going into the...
Yeah, into each side of the tree.
Yeah. Below you...
On the underside.
Below you, it is a drop, a long drop.
I knew that because I can see that on this map that Chris has.
Is it a bottomless pit?
No, it looks like it's a bottom.
It shouldn't have a bottom.
But I don't
it could go down, and then you can go across.
It should go a long way down. But not bottomless, because this tower
Chris,
is obviously coming from somewhere. And last...
This map is really blurry. It didn't used to be.
But it's a screenshot of a screenshot.
Chris.
There's also a piece missing.
No. Chris.
Yes, Dad?
Don't take a screenshot of a screenshot.
Well, now that...
Honestly, you should be happy that he saved it after moving it around.
Yeah, I could just reassemble the other map. That's not too bad. It's pretty bad.
Do you really think any more resolution will help us? I'm pretty sure we're limited by Colin's terrible drawing.
It was the guy who drew the map who was bad at drawing, not me. Whoever mapped this place out was a poor artist. There's more things, though. There's these things. There's a railing. And... dangling from it. You see, just for a second, as you go in, there's a struggling figure dangling from the railing, kind of tied up in a net. And he, this railing goes into underneath.
Oh, that's the dude.
This platform, and you see a small figure disappear into the wall there, trapped up in a net.
Is it the kid?
It could be a kid. He's quite.
So he like went along the rail.
He's on a rail. He's dangling. There's a net dangling from the railing, and there's a figure struggling inside, and he's disappearing.
Where does the other end of the rail go?
The rail kind of goes just over here, I guess. I guess I didn't draw where it went. And you.
This is not important.
You see, also there's so many things here. There's big nets here, and there's ropes going across this way.
Those nets, are they like vertical?
They are vertical nets, yes.
Huh.
Wait, do they go like under? Are the nets like underneath the platform?
They're below, yes.
Below the platform. So if you fell off the platform, you'd end up in a net.
Well, no, it doesn't look like that. The nets are on the wall, on the left wall of the cavern.
You could like maybe jump to one and climb down.
You might be able to jump to one and climb. It's pretty far jump. That's a really far jump, actually. That's not gonna happen.
Well, I don't want to do that. I was just
like you.
Not anymore.
Maybe if you had a kite, like a really big kite.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe if
perhaps you could jump to the net.
Right.
That's okay. Right. Let's figure out where
this is. Is there a breeze? Perchance?
There's not a breeze. It is still as convenient.
I break out my wind tunnel.
Well, I'm really good at climbing. It says so on my character sheet and everything. It's one of my three abilities.
I'm
going to climb up this.
Once I write it in.
I'm going to climb up this tower and go in through the window.
You start climbing, and as soon as you get out of the cover of this thing, a little head, a little automatonic head that looks a little bit like your friend the hamster, but much smaller, a little hamster, pops up over the top of the tower, and phew, an arrow flies in your direction.
Tried to jump.
Trying to climb up the tower we're at the bottom of.
Oh, so that's there's not like a gap there. That's just like goes up.
This goes up. Yeah. Okay. There's a tower. There's the results are there's nothing you know about how far this is to pass. Don't you love those?
What?
Yeah.
What? 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 Okay. Bollocks. I will play a 10.
The arrow misses you. You reach the slit of the opening, and you can look through and see that there is a little automaton in there looking back at you.
Oh, God. What was that? What was the last part?
It's looking at you. There's also several switches.
I don't want another.
Dang it. That is not something you should see yet. I put something. Okay, everybody close your eyes. There's something that's on the wrong layer.
Okay.
Are your eyes closed?
Colin, just stop sharing screens for.
Oh.
My eyes are closed. They're
so closed.
You're closed? Okay, great. Thank you. You better not be lying.
I love the technology. I'm not lying. You could test us.
You could stop sharing the screens.
No, I can't. That's
just, this is a trust exercise.
Ask us a question about what you're showing.
What did I just hide?
That, like, horizontal row on the bottom with all of the rectangles along it.
Okay.
Like, switches or something.
Good job.
A big circle.
You can open your eyes again.
Good.
Oh, wait, the horizontal line thing is there.
Where am I?
What horizontal line thing?
See this pipe? That pipe
you mean, where are you?
Yes, this pipe is new. Because I opened up a new layer, which, dang it, why did I put these in the same layer? That shouldn't be the same layer. Okay, now you see that there's two switches inside this tower. I don't know if you can see that.
And an automaton,
Here are the two little
switches. Okay, so describe this automaton, It's a little head, you said?
Well, you see his head. You just poke your eyes over and you see his head is looking back at you. He looks a lot like a hamster, but he's like half his big. He's like a little baby hamster. Not like a baby hamster, but you know.
Okay, so it's not just a head, it's a whole body.
There's a whole automaton.
The head is the only part that. Okay. And there is also one on the other side who just shot at me. Yes. And presumably
how does it shoot if it's a head?
It's the whole body. It's the whole body. There's also a pipe running from the second story of the tower to the second story of the other tower. Towers are connected. That's what this line.
How big is the pipe?
It's not very big. It's like a couple inches wide. 3 inches wide.
Okay, well, I'm going to...
It's on the second story, too. It's not on the first
hold. I wanted to try to grab this thing and pull it out the window and throw it away. Just toss it into the pit.
Okay. It's going to be kind of hard because he just takes a step back when you reach in. It's going to be a 10 to be quicker than he is.
Okay. Oh. That was satisfying. All right, I'm going to play an 11.
Oh, you grab the automaton, and you actually don't toss him in the pit. It's, like, not below you, really. The platform is below you. But you do dump the automaton onto the platform below you.
Good enough.
Yeah.
And having done that, I will roll over the edge and take cover behind the window so that the other one can't keep shooting.
You can do that next turn.
Okay. I will smash the automaton that came down from the window and landed on the platform.
Okay.
This is my sword.
I'm confused. We're on...
I think we're on platform one.
We're at the red circle.
You're not on one. I would have done something else if you're on one. You're on...
Well, I'm not on the door.
We're in the door. Yeah.
You're in the door.
So where is the tower then?
The tower is... What? You were on the first floor of the tower.
Above us.
That room you were in. And now it has climbed up to the second floor of the tower. Yes?
Yeah. So is there, like, stairs?
No, he climbed the wall. Wait, did I make you roll to climb the wall?
The wall.
Why did I make you roll to climb the wall? That's not easy.
I'm really good at climbing.
Even so. Next time.
So what is the tower like?
I could have started up on the flap, too, to give myself some...
It's kind of a flat, boring, stone little tower. It's only two stories high. It's kind of unfair to call it a tower.
Does it have battlements? Ramparts?
Whatever those no battlements or ramparts. It's really not a tower. It's just a two-story building.
It's just like a block. It's like a square block with no doors.
Yes, it's a square block. And now it has now climbed up to the second, and he's getting shy again, by the way.
Well, what are we, and what is it on?
It extends down into darkness, which is why it's
there.
No, but like, what are we standing on?
You're on the door.
In the flap.
In the V of the door. Then down stopped halfway up.
We're in the paddle wheel. Well, you're in the paddle wheel. I'm not anymore.
The three of you that aren't now that are in the paddle wheel.
I will clamber. Wait, but the automaton is laying on the doors?
On the double doors, yeah.
On the platform one? It's laying on the double door.
Yeah.
So my plan of just hacking it. Well, I will step. Can I step onto the platform but not on the doors, like on that border?
Yeah, it's pretty thin, but you can do that. It's like a foot's width.
And if I'm on that, can I strike the little robot guy?
Yeah, but it'll be harder. It'll be...
Okay, I want to do that.
It'll be like a hard... Okay, it'll be 11 to hit him.
Let me check my card situation. I will play a 13.
Nice. You smash the automaton and you take one of his arms off.
Nice.
He crawls away towards the other side of the double doors, so that he is out of reach. And now...
I say it's okay. I won't hurt you more if you surrender.
The archer is going to fire at Nalid. It's going to be an 8 to not get hit.
Uh-oh.
It's going to be a what to not get hit?
8.
An 18?
8.
Oh, an 8. Yes, okay, that's a lot
much
better.
Easier.
Okay, what is my the tower right now? It's currently 6, dang. Hmm. That's okay. I will. I will play the tower for 6 and discard it also.
Okay, you take a hit.
Jeez. That was more than 1. That was almost 2.
Gosh, this thing is vicious.
It really is.
I'm thinking you guys have too many hit points, so it's okay. New round.
Yeah, now I'm climbing in and ducking behind the windowsill so it cannot keep shooting me.
Okay, and there you find 2 switches and a button and a thing on the wall. That looks like that. And I should erase some of this ugly stuff so that you can see a little better.
These must be the instructions.
There's only 2 switches.
So on the top 2 rows, those darker circles, are those supposed to be different from the other not filled in circle? Like, there's 2 circles that are drawn heavier but still are empty in the middle.
Yeah. Those are not different. Those are just that's just bad drawing.
Okay. Cool.
I should really just send this to you. Let's see.
So there's arrows going across, arrows going diagonal, a putter.
A putter?
Yeah. Third from the top.
Oh. I guess it is.
Yeah, I'm not very good at this. What layer is that? This one.
Okay. It looks like we need a third switch.
Could it be like an order thing, right? Like off, 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 on, or?
Yeah, but so how would you do off, off?
2 buttons and a lever? Is that what you said, Colin?
2 buttons and a lever. No, 1, 2 levers and a button.
So it could. 2 levers and a button.
2 levers and a button.
Try moving them around and see if anything happens.
Yeah, let's just go through all the combinations. Just hit the button.
Hit the button and push the levers forward.
Wait, scroll up, Colin. Okay. Yeah, I will go ahead and...
Are the levers down or up right now?
Good question, Colin. Oh,
that's an interesting thing I just sent to Skype. It's not really what I meant to do. I will tell you in a second. It is... They are both off. They're both down.
Okay. And so now we know that down is off.
Well, mm-hmm. Yeah, but you don't know if off is black or white, so.
Whatever, I'm going to push the button.
Okay. The little door, the double door is open, and your friend the automaton falls into the blackness.
Good. Well done.
The big net on the wall is pulled forward by the ropes so that as he falls, it catches him, and it tangles him up, and it pulls him over and puts him on the railing.
He's going to go get sucked into the eating machine.
Could be bad because the guy we're trying to rescue is in there. And if he's somehow okay, then...
There's another net under the net that went off. It appears.
Wait, can you show the diagram again or send a real one?
I will try to hit
this
the real one. I just can't... You give.
Very thus spigs Zarathustra here, Colin.
I don't understand. I just need like a layer below this layer. I can't figure out how to do it.
We also don't understand, though.
Make a new layer and drag it under the layer.
I got it.
Oh, 2 things happen. The door, just the door is open.
Just the door is right. Opened.
And then that thing. Okay. Well, there's only 1 thing that has 2. Oh, no, we don't know the order. We'll see.
Okay, I'm working on getting you a good drawing of the thing. I should have just done this its own image the whole time. That would have made a lot more sense.
Well, it could. It looks maybe like the top one is opening of two doors.
There's a good one for you. I just dropped in the chat.
Like those two lines coming down could be the two doors open down. None of the others seem to be.
By that logic, the third one would be the single door. Wait, what about the?
Yeah, it could be the penultimate
seventh one though.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what would that be.
An arrow is gonna fly a turret.
Oh, that looks like the whips. I'm pretty sure that's the whips.
Oh yeah, good call. What about an arrow? Someone's getting shot.
Toad is getting shot. Toad, you're getting shot. It's a 10 to pass. It's a.
So there must be another lever.
Six to critically fail.
I would not like to critically fail.
Okay. Well.
Let me draw a card. Ooh, there's the one.
Oh, there you go.
It's the Ace of Swords. Kissing.
Wow. Rough.
I will play 10. And it's Emperor, so passes count as passes at a cost.
Ah. So you dodge the arrow, but in doing it, you see, I was going to say you fall over, but I think if you fall over, you might go in the pit. I guess you fall over, not in the pit. You just kind of like take a seat, and you're just kind of like laying on the edge there.
Sounds good.
We should probably do something about this guy who's shooting at us, maybe.
Yeah, that would be good.
Is this something that shoots at him? Or turns him off?
Do you have any way of shooting across there, Chris? You're not rangy, dude.
I just have a sword.
Well, if you climb up into the tower, you won't be able to be shot, will you? Like, you're fine, but I'm thinking.
Yeah. How is that correct?
Conceivable. Oh, yeah.
Colin, is it conceivable? Right now it is. If you climb into that tower, you're safe. You're safe where you are.
Yeah.
As long as you're still in the door, the V door, it doesn't seem to be able to hit you from the V door very well.
Okay. Now, so let's. What we want to be able to go up into the other tower and get rid of this guy. I can try and go up into the tower.
Move along the pipe if we are feeling brave.
What
like shimmy.
I'm going to run over to 2. And then now you can move this platform over maybe by using the second one on this list. Hopefully that one moves platform 2.
So we should go together and then we can easily.
Yeah. Over.
So I'll go along. Idea. But okay. Avoid that. We won't stand on the half double door though.
Yeah.
We're calling these levers A and B.
Okay.
A is the one on the left, B is the one on the right.
Okay.
So they're both down right now, right?
Down.
Okay. I am going to move A up.
Wait, when we're on platform 2?
Should I wait until you're on platform 2?
I think so. I mean, yeah.
There's kind of a
It would be kind of awkward if it moves over and you're not even on it. So fair enough.
There's platform 1 and 2. There's a jump between. It's going to be like a medium DC to get across that jump. By the way.
Oh. Well, just do it first now and see what happens.
There's 2 arrows here. Well, yeah. And a diagonal one, and an up and down one.
The diagonal?
Okay, yeah, so I am going to move lever A so that it is up, and then I will press the button.
As you suspected, Section 1 slides to the right so that it is next to Section 2.
Okay. We don't have to make the crazy jump. But that sucks. Because it means we can't move 2 until we get the other switch. We might as well figure out what the other ones do.
This point,
like number 4? Sorry, not number 4. Number
a group.
Wait, wait, what?
What?
What? You just said a group. That's scary.
No, because it is scary.
I don't have a sword again. I should have gone back and gotten a sword that I can actually use as a sword. I keep just using swords to jam them into things. And then I don't have a sword.
That is an interesting use of swords. I'd say not as they're intended. Yeah, so 3 little automatons are climbing up from underneath the platforms.